Yuval, welcome to our Wake Up New Mexico program.
Thanks very much, Larry. It's great to be with you. Great to be on the air in Albuquerque.
Good to have you on. Okay, president's going to cast his first presidential veto today. It's going to happen here pretty soon. What is the White House side of this story and why the president's going to veto this bill?
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little bit about what the bill does and about the context in which it comes to help explain that. The president in, well, stem cells to begin with, of course, as your listeners may well know, are cells that a lot of scientists believe could have a great deal of promise for medical research. They're cells that can become different types of cell in the body. And some of these cells are derived from adults or from umbilical cord blood after birth, and there are no ethical issues, there are no problems. But another kind of stem cell that some scientists do believe is especially promising is derived right now from human embryos that are destroyed to get their cells. In 2001, when President Bush came into office, the government had never funded that kind of research, and the reason was that they didn't want to be involved in supporting the destruction of human embryos for research. These embryos are living human beings in the earliest stages. The president found a way to fund some of this research, the basic research, in a way that did not use taxpayer dollars to encourage the destruction of these embryos. The way he did it was by setting the line of the date he announced his policy as the central line of the policy. He said, we'll fund research on embryos that existed before today, but not after, so that federal dollars are never used as an incentive to destroy embryos, so that we never say, if you destroy this human embryo, then you will get federal money. What the bill in Congress, the bill that the Congress passed yesterday would do is unfortunately overturn that line and say, from now on, we would say, if you destroy this human embryo, we would provide you with federal dollars to use its cells in scientific experimentation. The president has been clear since his policy first came into effect 5 years ago that that is a line that he simply believes that our country should not cross. There are ways to advance science, his policy is one of them, without crossing that kind of ethical line, and since the Congress has now voted to cross it, he feels strongly enough about the importance of this moral principle to say that that he will veto the bill and not allow that line to be crossed.
There's two parts of this, Yuval, and there's a political component, and then there's the research component.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, research is going to go on this thing, whether or not there's federal funding.
Well, that's exactly right. It's important to understand this is not an argument about prohibiting any research whatsoever. This is an argument about the extent of federal funding of this research. There is funding now. The federal government has spent more than $90 million under the president's policy since 2001, but has done it in a way, as I say, that doesn't encourage the destruction of embryos. The question is whether that line ought to be crossed. It is not a question of whether privately funded research, research at universities with money from foundations or elsewhere shouldn't be done. That's happening, and that's not a function of federal funding. The question here is about the role of public dollars, of taxpayer dollars, and, you know, it's not about stopping science. It's about making sure that the government's role in advancing scientific research is always ethical.
Is the president, from your dealings on this, worried at all that the United States may lose the lead in this kind of research, because this kind of research is going on around the world at a very aggressive pace, and if we don't develop the technology, somebody else will, and then we'll end up having to pay somebody else for this technology?
Well, you know, that's an argument you hear a lot, but it really just doesn't match the facts. And the fact is, we're not confronted here with a choice between American leadership in science and ethical science in the United States. And there's actually a lot of information, some of it quite recent, to show that American scientists are very much in the lead on stem cell research, including embryonic stem cell research. There's an important publication just a couple of months ago in April showing that almost half, 46% of all the embryonic stem cell research done in the world has been done by American scientists, and the other 54% is divided among 17 other countries. So American leadership is really unquestioned in this field, and part of being a leader in this kind of science is also showing the way toward ethical avenues of research. And so America is a leader in science, not only in the sense of the amount we fund, the amount we do, but also the way that we think about it and the way that we act toward it. And it's very important that precisely because we are world leaders in science that we always do ethical science in this country.
Now, politically, is the president out there alone on this issue? And the Senate, you know, which is controlled by the Republicans, mm-hmm. has voted for this. From a political sense, where does this put the president in your view?
Well, you know, on an issue like this, and on really on all issues, the president doesn't make his decisions based on public opinion or based on the political winds. This is a critical moral question, and you know, I wouldn't say at all that the president is out there alone on this. A great portion of the American people does believe that there need to be ethical safeguards on scientific research. It's obviously a very complicated issue, and unfortunately, there's also been a lot of hype and a lot of misinformation and disinformation in the way that this issue has been argued out. It's become a political issue, and, you know, that's unavoidable. It happens.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question that the intentions of everybody involved here are good. I mean, people are out to advance medicine and to help people who are sick, people on all sides of this. The question is just whether that means that we have to choose between science and ethics. And the president's answer is no. We choose both. We choose to advance science in an ethical way.
We have a young woman from New Mexico, and I'm going to have her on next hour, Cody Unser. You may have heard of Cody. She is the daughter of the race driver, Al Unser Jr., and she's been in a wheelchair due to a rare illness, and she wants to walk.
Yep.
And she believes that this kind of research is going to help her get out of that wheelchair, and she believes it passionately. On behalf of the president, what would you say to her?
Well, first of all, everybody in this country would want for her and for everyone in her situation to be able to walk and to be able to be healed. There's absolutely no question about that and no debate about that. I think it's important to understand that embryonic stem cell research is at a very early stage and nowhere near human treatments. There's never been a human trial. And it's precisely at this kind of early stage that we need to focus on the attempt to find ethical ways to do the research. And you know, there are a lot of different avenues of stem cell research. Some from adult cells and from umbilical cord blood cells. People are trying to see if that could be helpful in dealing with paralysis and similar injuries. Some from new techniques that are being derived to produce cells that are just like embryonic stem cells but without needing embryos. There have been a lot of publications on that in the past few months. And, you know, it's important to know that we don't confront a choice here between helping people like her and many others like her in this country and advancing science in an ethical way. What we face is a challenge of doing both. And this country is absolutely up to that challenge, and that's the president's belief. And you know, it's absolutely essential that we insist on ethical advances in science.
So what's the buzz around the White House? When's the president going to veto this bill today?
Well, you know, the way these things work is the bill is passed and enrolled and arrives here at the White House at some point, and the president looks it through and decides what to do, and he's made it very clear he's going to veto. As far as exact time, I'm not sure.
Haven't heard yet. Okay. Very good. Yuval, I appreciate the time and
sure, thank you
speaking
for having
to
me.
This. Absolutely.
All right.
We'll do it again. Thank you.
Thanks.